Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Natural disasters by John Russell, many different forms, and can happen without warning. Earthquakes, floods, volcanoes, drought, typhoons, and hurricanes are all natural disasters. Many different forms, and can happen without warning. Earthquakes, floods, volcanoes, disasters in living memory. It was a massive underwater quake. And the earthquake of the 26th of December 2004 resulted in one of the worst to cross the Indian Ocean. It destroyed coastlines, communities, and brought death in the Indian Ocean. This caused a huge tidal wave, a tsunami, pulled miles across the ocean to distant beaches. Whole families were swept out to sea and destruction to many people. Thousands of people were killed as the wave trapped food and shelter as well as medical help. People from all over the world are giving or drowned as the sea invaded the land. The survivors need fresh water. Why do earthquakes happen? The surface of the earth has not always looked lots of money so that towns and villages can be rebuilt. Why so for billions of years? This is one cause of earthquakes, when one section of the earth as it does today. It is moving continuously, although very slowly, and has done where but not when this might happen, and the area between plates is called a tectonic plate collides with another. Scientists can predict over 200,000 people were killed. However, earthquakes do not all fault line. On one fault line in Kobe, Japan, in 1923, where do volcanoes happen? Volcanoes happen on fault lines, which is why they are so dangerous and unpredictable. From beneath the earth, they can rise into a massive cone shape, like a mountain, and where the earth's crust is thin. Lava, dust and gases burst out, erupting. There are 1,511 active volcanoes in the world, and erupt, or they can be so violent that they just explode directly from the earth with no warning. A massive Colombian volcano, Nevado del Ruiz, erupted. The lava. This means that they may still be dangerous. In 1985, 1,000 people died. Can we predict earthquakes and volcanoes? Melted a glacier and sent tons of mud down onto the town of Armero below. We regularly do not know when they might happen, or even where they will happen. Natural disasters like volcanoes are often unpredictable. This could save many lives. In South America, scientists predicted the eruption. In the future, scientists may be able to watch and predict events before they happen. The eruption of the volcano for 1,000 years. No one was hurt. Popocatépetl. Tens of thousands of people were safely moved just before the extremely strong storms, and often happen in the Caribbean. They cause high winds. What is the difference between a hurricane and a tornado? Hurricane. In 1998, Hurricane Gilbert produced 160-mile-an-hour winds, huge waves, and heavy flooding, and can be hundreds of miles across. Tornadoes, or twisters, a very strong spinning winds. It killed 318 people and destroyed much of Jamaica, one in West Africa and certain areas of the USA. They can move objects as big as a car and can blow buildings down. These are very trees after very heavy rainfall. When rain pours for weeks at a time, rivers and too much rain cause problems. Floods happen in many countries. Since 1998, more than 30 people have drowned in floods in Britain. Floods overflow, and people and property can be trapped or simply washed away. Natural disaster. And too little? Another kind in Bangladesh caused 1,300 deaths in 1989. Another now for a long time, and rivers dry up. Plants, animals, and even humans die of natural disaster is a drought. This happens when there is no water, when it doesn't rain, suffer from drought. This causes crops to fail, animals to die, and sadly as a result of drought, for we all need water to live. Many countries today natural disaster. All the disasters mentioned above are very dangerous, people to starve. Which is the most dangerous NASA to ever happen on Earth? One type of event in Earth's history has regularly continued to kill thousands of people each year, but they are nowhere near the most dangerous. Every million years, the Earth is hit by a piece of rock and ice from space large enough to kill millions of beings. Asteroid impacts. About once, and sometimes to kill entire species. 65 million years ago, to cause massive destruction, including earthquakes, volcanoes, and ice ages. Disasters on the Earth may seem dangerous, but the biggest threat to humans, more than half the Earth's species were killed by such an impact, including all the dinosaurs.
To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council.
Is likely to come from space.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. Bye for now.